Hello, namaskar, namaskaram, vanakkam, pranam. I'm greeting you today cautiously because a lot of emotions have been riled up by the Home Minister's statements on Saturday, which have revved up the age-old language debate in India. The Home Minister said that it is necessary to have one language which can represent India in the world, and that should be Hindi because it is the most spoken language in the country and it's created an uproar. The Kerala Chief Minister has objected. He's calling it an attempt to push a Hindi agenda down one's throat, literally a war cry against the mother tongues of non-Hindi speaking people. M.K. Stalin has said this is India, not Hindia. He has termed it an attempt by the centre to make non-Hindi speaking people feel like second-rate citizens. The CPI has lashed out at Mr. Shah, saying that it does the opposite of uniting India, that it is an attack on India's federal structure and diversity. The government says in its defense, they're not pushing or forcing a Hindi, they are just promoting a language. And we're asking tonight, kya Hindi hai hum? Is the stage being set for a new language war? Is the center planning to make the teaching of Hindi compulsory? And in the process, is English now being put forward as a language, or is it a language of elitism, or is it a language of economic mobility? On the show tonight, we have Divya Prakash Dubey. He's a best-selling author in Hindi and a poet. We have Dr. C.B. Sharma here, professor of education on deputation from the School of Education at the Indira Gandhi National Open University. He's been on recently on a three-member committee constituted by the Government of India to draft the Distance Education Council of India Bill 2015, likely to be placed before Parliament. We have Mr. Tathagata Satpathy, former Lok Sabha MP from the BJD. We have Dr. Vaman Acharya, spokesperson of the BJP, Geeta Bhatt, political analyst, right-wing supporter. We'll have S. Muralidharan, an AIADMK supporter, joining us and also go across to Kiran Bedi, Lieutenant Governor of Puducherry. And we have Mr. Chandraban Prasad here. He is a ideologue. So, first and foremost, let me start with you. The government claims that it's not imposing Hindi on others. It is promoting Hindi. But let's take a look at their track record, right? You have this draft education policy in June. It created an uproar because it said it had a clause that said recommended mandatory Hindi teaching in all schools. In 2017, you had an attempt to institute Hindi as the language at the UN. Many call this a backdoor attempt to enshrine it with national language status, which Venkaiah Naidu has already referred to it as a national language in the past. Amit Shah also referred to that. That's not factually correct. It's an official language. Since coming to power, I'm talking about in 2014, there have been many circulars, there have been notifications issued, which the government claims are meant to promote Hindi. The new rupee note issued post-demonetization carries numerals in the Devanagari script. So when you look at all of this, it sounds, can you really take the government at face value when it says this?
Look, I have been hearing the statement that the Honorable Home Minister made yesterday. And I'm surprised the first part of the statement has never been referred to. What did he say? All our languages are very important. They are very rich. Let us all preserve those languages.
And
let
then
us
there's
speak.
A but. There's always
let
a
us,
but.
Let me finish. Let us all speak our languages at home. Let us teach our children. And that's what linguists say. We are so sad as a linguist. I'm so sad the great Andamanese died because nobody spoke it. And there was great treasure in that language, which we lost because we didn't preserve that language. So the first part of Amit Shahji's statement was very important.
But there is a need for one language that can unify India, by which India should be identified globally, and that one language is Hindi, should be Hindi because it is the language that is spoken most.
Did we not fight our freedom struggle on this ideology? Did we not give the slogan, Hindi hai hum, watan hai Hindustan hamara.
So what are you saying,
and what
Mr.
did
Sharma?
Gandhi say? Gandhi
what are you
said,
saying? Are you going with the first
Gandhi
part of
said,
Mr. Shah's statement, or are you going with the latter part?
Let the world know Gandhi has forgotten English. Why was there no furore then? Why is there a furore every time Amit Shahji says or the national education policy says there is a furore? And why does
and you
it
admit
start
that
every time?
There
from
is
Tamil
an every
Nadu?
Time. It keeps
Tamil,
happening
see,
every time.
Let me complete my argument, please. Every time DMK has born out of this language controversy and it survives on this, there is no issue of language at all in the national education policy or the statement of Amit Shahji. I believe they have to survive on such controversies, and they make it every time. We all want all languages to survive, and that is national education policy as well as Amit Shahji's statement. Let us preserve all our languages. Amit Shahji is not a Hindi speaker. His first language is not Hindi. He is a Gujarati speaker, native speaker of Gujarati. Why is a Gujarati speaker pleading for Hindi? Our identity is definitely Hindi. The world would know us through Hindi. And if we lose that, we will not be anywhere.
Okay,
Hindi has to be the national lingua franca. And England doesn't speak English all the way. Welsh, Scottish, English, they are different languages. But the language which combines them is English. Why are we so finicky about it? Why do the Scottish or the West don't shout against English? Why do we shout against Hindi?
Let's split up Mr. Shah's statement and we'll go across each different parts or components of it. But first, let's go across to Mr. Tathagat Satpathy. Mr. Satpathy, you once got a letter from the Union Minister, Narendra Singh Tomar, in Hindi, to which you replied in Odia, saying that you don't understand Hindi and that you would like to be communicated to as a Lok Sabha MP from Odisha, either in Odia or in English. Your reaction now to Mr. Shah's statements again, as Mr. Sharma says here again, there's always and every time, there's now a fresh attempt, there's a statement from Mr. Shah saying that Hindi should be the national language of India.
I think this is all nonsense that Hindi hai hum for the freedom struggle. Meant that Hindi is our language. No, I do not say that I cannot speak Hindi, but I definitely cannot read Hindi properly, and I do not live Hindi like the language of my life. How I communicated with my mother earlier, or with my father, or how I communicate with my son, it is definitely not in Hindi. So it is not a language of my life. The language of my life is Odia. And yes, if the second language is considered, that is English. I am willing to stand by that. But my whole question is, this 44% of people who speak Hindi in India now claim that a language like Odia, which is a direct descendant of Pali, long before Hindi was even born, Pali and Prakrit, because we do not have that line on top, like your Sanskrit-based languages, and it has got the recognition as a classical language. Now, you want to say that all that means nothing. But my question right now is it really Hindi that Mr. Amit Shah is concerned about, or is the nation being led into a trap to get away from the economic distress that is overtaking this country? It is not Hindi. Hindi is of no concern. They're just fooling all of us Indians. We should be now, we are probably very, very tired of all these things happening. So let's just focus on the economy of this country. Let the poor of this country, the small trader, today, as we know, as officially it has been announced by banks and others also, many entrepreneurs are leaving India and going abroad, primarily because they feel threatened, they feel unsafe to work here, to invest here. So where does our focus lie? Is it Hindi? Well, I am not focusing on Hindi. I am not going to bother about Hindi.
So you are saying this is a diversionary tactic, and Mr. Pinarayi Vijayan is in agreement with you. He says this is an attempt to shift focus from important issues. Geeta, please come in over here.
I think I tweeted about this yesterday.
Don't we have bigger, even in education, don't we have bigger problems at hand? We recently had a study that shows India and Pakistan, they're equating us with Pakistan, an international study that shows that has zero universities in the world's top 200, not even top 20, top 15, the world's top 200, we have zero universities.
Well, I think the question that you have raised, that itself, the answer lies here. You see, you know, as a country, as a nation, I think our cultural, you know, as culturally, civilizationally, if we look at it, you know, we have been very rich because of we have so many languages. I think we are the only country where there are so many languages and dialects which are spoken, and we all are very proud of it. However, the fact remains is that while there are so many varied languages, the importance lies that and what actually was, you know, being the moot point which was being put forth, I think, in the statement that the Home Minister has made, is that there has to be a common thread in between, which I think the last part of the statement which has been left out is where he said, and not a foreign language. Now, unfortunately, I mean, if you look at, you know, post-independence, the colonial mindset, you know, it has prevailed for so long that all of us have started believing that it is only English and English which actually can, you know, can something, so something which can prevail and which should be a common thread. And at present, that is what is the common thread. The point here is that why not we look at a language in such a way where we think of it that our own, one of the Indian languages, which could be a common thread in between.
Odia.
Now, okay, so I just give me 10 seconds more. All what I'm trying to say, and unfortunately, if you look at the, you know, the argument which has been made, all our leaders, while they're speaking on international forums, had any one of them ever spoken, you know, in their own native language, in, you know, their mother tongues, if let me say it like this? It was only in 1977 that Atal Bihari Vajpayee, you know, in United Nations,
the point
went
is to
and
get
spoke
the message
in Hindi.
Across. Better to speak it directly in a language that world leaders are understanding than to go through a translator things may be lost in translation.
Now, the point is that while, you know, each language, you know,
okay,
is
I get
very
it. I want to pick up on the one important point that you are focusing on. As Mr. Amit Shah says, foreign languages shouldn't get a place here. There's so much influence of English on us. We cannot talk in Hindi without its help. I want to ask the audience here, how many of you believe that you don't need a lot of English or you don't need English at all and we should focus more on Hindi? Anyone? Hands up? No hands? No. You don't believe anything one way or the other? Yes or no? Come. Wow, one person who's willing to speak. That's
the
great.
The thing is, we talk in English on the bigger stages on our life because English is affiliated with superpowers in England, US, but currently, this situation in India right now, we are not doing very well in our economy right now. Our automobile industry is dying right now. So the point is, it's a little rudimentary because we are not becoming a superpower. Hence, there lies no interest in speaking in Hindi on international levels.
Okay, but I think you've touched on an important point. The economy is doing badly, the auto sector is doing badly, real estate is doing badly, manufacturing is doing badly, but the IT sector is doing better. Tech, we're doing better. And the advantage that India has over China and Japan has been because, you know, by this accident of birth, colonization, whatever you want to call it, that we speak English. Mr. Chandraman, come in over here. Geeta Bhatt saying that, you know, why English? Why shouldn't we speak a national language? Why pick a foreign language over our own Indian language?
English is all about emancipation, equality. English is all about modernity. What is the link language between America and India? It's English. What is the link language between French and Germans? It's English. What is the link language between Chinese and Japanese? It's English. What is link language between a Tamilian and me? It's English. English is the Dalit goddess. It will elevate status of all those who master English. And those who want to retain Hindi, they are welcome to do that. Those who want to retain Tamil, they are welcome to do that. But English is the language of emancipation, modernity, science, philosophy.
Okay. Either of you, I want to ask you a question. We've seen in the past civil service aspirants have protested. They've said that the UPSC exam is biased against them. If Mr. Shah is saying that this is we need a language that links the entire country, if we replace English with Hindi, aren't we just doing just that? Replacing?
No, sir.
Why? Because
this
candidates from the South.
Never been given
the candidates from the South. Let me finish. Will not the candidates, anyone here from the South wanting to sit for a centralized exam, will the candidates from the South not say, now I am discriminated against or I am disadvantaged? At least if it's English, if Mr. Shah is correct that this is a foreign language, it is foreign to everyone, whether you're from the South or from the North, from the East, so you're all equally disadvantaged. And, you know, it is a great equalizer.
Look, Last year, I believe there was an agitation, and the UPSC accepted all Indian languages, not only Hindi. I think let us not convert the discussion Hindi versus all. No, the argument is all Indian languages, not English. Don't forget, 3% of the people speak English in India, but 44% speak Hindi. When we say promote English, we are promoting 3% of the population. No more than 3% of Indians speak English. So, I would never go by the argument that because English is the link language between Germany and France and England and Australia, so India should also promote English. We are discriminating against the masses, the majority. One,
Mr.
two.
It is for the good of India that all Indians learn English. Today, more Chinese, 400 million Chinese know English, more than the population of Britain.
So
it
the
is
Chinese,
good for the India that all Indians learn English.
They're jumping over hurdles to teach their youth
in
English.
In 200 years, we have been able to reach 3%
Olympics,
of the population
through English.
They
want
their youth
to speak English, but I've asked our youth here. I know it's a small sample. Nobody's speaking up about whether you want to study English or Hindi. So the government will take decisions for you if you don't speak up. But I want to go across to Dr. Vamanacharya. Dr. Vamanacharya joins us here. You know, we've just, Mr. Chandrabhan is just... Sir's just touched on the important fact. I think Mr. Shah is on very strong ground when he points out that the largest number of Indians speak Hindi, because 44% of Indians speak Hindi compared to other states. But in a sense, aren't we not then penalizing the southern states who have done much better on population control at a time when just 2 weeks earlier, speaking from the ramparts of the Red Fort, the Prime Minister made a big pitch for why India needs to reduce its population. And then you're going ahead and rewarding states like UP and Bihar, saying that more people speak Hindi there, so we should make it a national language?
I am from a southern state. At least 60% of the people in Karnataka speak fairly good Hindi. At least they can understand well. It is the same is the case in Andhra Pradesh, Telangana. Many people know all over the country much better Hindi than
English.
Maybe Tamil Nadu, it is more psychological, it is more, it's built on that Dravidian cult, which is more an emotional issue. Actually, most of the words, even in Tamil Nadu, are originating from Sanskrit, though they disclaim it. On that ground, we have to look and see that Hindi is much a better language to make it a national language. Unfortunately, India doesn't have a national language. Are we not ashamed of it? Not only that, English is a foreign language. It came by those who wanted to rule us. So are we still slaves? We should have our own national language. We know English is a modern language. We should all learn English. Even today's discussion is going on in English. We all support, but that does not mean that English
Mr.
should
Acharya,
be a national language.
You can
language
damage as the language of our
English
colonizers.
For a
but
common
on the other
village
hand,
man is
India
extremely
proved,
difficult.
English
I am telling
to be a huge
that Hindi should
in
be
India's
a
armor
common
of liberalization.
Linking knowledge.
We can go back.
Which links
you know,
Indians.
Is colonization still important in an argument today in 2019? When or should we look at it as a silver lining? At least we weren't colonized by the Portuguese.
But
or the French, we will be speaking French and Portuguese today. Isn't that an advantage?
There was a Tamil leader who argued, and let me argue with the young crowd here.
What Mr. Acharya, 1 second.
Peacocks or crows? Which one is the bigger in population? Crows. So should India's national bird be replaced by crows?
How? I wonder if this could be an argument
when we are talking about language. Anyway, that is, he's entitled to his viewpoint.
Yes, he is.
But my question is, Baba Sahib Ambedkar, if you look at the Constituent Assembly debate, how Baba Sahib talked about Sanskrit, how he talked about Sanskrit, you know, what thought he had about Sanskrit, how he wanted Sanskrit to be taught across India.
What was,
you are not...
Please tell me.
Sir, Can I speak?
I am a student of Ambedkar. Please tell me.
You must have been. You must be a student of Ambedkar. But let me make my argument. I did
not. No, not at all.
Sir, let us have some decency.
Not at all.
We have also read Ambedkar.
Not at all.
We are also.
Not at all.
Okay. One second.
I am saying I am a student.
The last thing is,
I am saying I am a student. Hold on. I said I am a student of Ambedkar, not master of Ambedkar.
Will you please let others also in the panel make their own point?
Okay. Mr. Satpathy, please come in over here. Our panelists in Delhi are becoming very argumentative Indians. So, Mr. Tathagat, let me, he's speaking in a quiet tone. Let me ask him.
That there is a, you know, the seeping of sub-nationalism which is being done by the political parties for their own agendas. Using this as the languages as a tool is something which is very unfortunate.
Okay. Mr. Satpathy, you tweeted, as we can see, tempers, emotions, all of them flaring both in studio and outside. You tweeted that forcing any language will only break up this nation, not unite it. You said one nation, not as a dream of some Gujaratis, but Mr. Sharma points out that Mr. Shah is not pushing Gujarati, he's pushing Hindi, but it must be aspired for by all people of India. Is Hindi not aspired for? We have the BJP spokesperson, Mr. Acharya, Dr. Acharya, joining us from Bangalore, and we picked you, Dr. Acharya, because we know you're from the South and you're a spokesperson of the BJP. He says that everybody in a large majority of people in Karnataka, in other southern states are speaking Hindi, and it works. It's their advantage. It is advantageous for them to be able to speak Hindi.
See, when somebody is in a political party, it is imperative that they toe the line of the party if they want to become something like an MLA or an MP. So let's trash that. That's not the issue. The issue is that, like it is being said, 3%. Who has actually calculated that only 3% of India's population speaks English and 44% speaks? This is, wait, I didn't disrupt when you were speaking, sir. Can you please,
go ahead,
you
sir.
May shake your head. Yeah. So it is not part of the census question also. They ask you what is your mother tongue. They do not ask you if you speak English or not. So this 3% also, I think, is not the correct data that has been collected. Secondly, one of your earlier participants said that English is the land of the occupiers, the foreign rulers. I completely agree with him. And I also want to point out that are we trying to bring in another set of rulers and people who will govern us, who will force another language on us? As far as I am concerned, and many people I know in my state of Odisha, and we are not a southern state, I am quite certain that people in Odisha also, you know, there are many Odias working in Delhi, but there are many more working in Hyderabad and Bangalore and others. When they speak Hindi in Delhi, they are immediately marked out as non-Hindi speakers and they are undue treatment is given to them. Let's put it that way very mildly. Similarly, when all these people go from, another thing is about economy. Let us say the North Indian Hindi speakers are very successful. That should be the language that is imposed on the whole country. Then why do you find so many youth from Bihar, UP, Haryana rushing to Bangalore for jobs, Hyderabad to jobs? That is primarily because they speak other languages, they are economically more successful and they are more hardworking. Therefore, the people from northern part of the country go to the southern parts to make out a living. Now, let us also accept the fact that Hindi cannot be imposed on anyone because it will kill the local languages. I, for one, will fight for my language. It doesn't matter what not at all you would say. But the thing is, it is a okay. It is a agenda, a okay. Hidden agenda. And we have to fight this hidden agenda.
I'm going to get in the other panelists. Okay, but my question was whether English is aspirational or not. That was the question, or whether Hindi is aspirational. Divya Prakash Dubey joins us. You're an Hindi author. You write in the fusion style of writing. It's been extremely successful for you. You made this popular fiction genre for Hindi Indian literature appealing to a much wider to a much wider audience. Is this whole argument of colonialism, is it relevant today when we are living in this new international world where China is a global power? What is your reaction to this argument?
से समझाता हूँ आप लोगों को बहुत आसानी से. होता क्या है कि जो अंग्रेजी एस्पिरेशनल है या नहीं है, मैंने जब किताब लिखी थी अपनी पहली और पूरा मोहल्ला खुश था, सब लोग खुश थे, सारे दोस्त बता दे रहे थे यार तूने तो हिंदी में किताब लिख दी और सब कर दिया. जब किताब आई और जो मेरे मोहल्ले में एक अंकल थे जो अंग्रेजी पेपर मंगाते थे और अपने बच्चों को हिंदी में बात नहीं करते थे, केवल अंग्रेजी में बात करने पर जोर देते थे, जब उन्होंने किताब देखी और जो बचपन से कहते रहे कि दुबे जी आपका लड़का कुछ नहीं करेगा आवारा निकलेगा, और जब देखा कि ये तो एवरेज सा लड़के ने किताब किताब लिख दी लेखक हो गया, जब उन्होंने किताब उठा के देखी और उन्होंने कहा अरे यार डिप्पी तुम तो यार पढ़ने में कमजोरी रह गए, किताब तुमने हिंदी में क्यों लिख दी. अब मैं इस एग्जाम्पल से समझाना चाहता हूं कि जो अंग्रेजी को लेके, अंग्रेजी भाषा से मुझे कोई समस्या नहीं और होनी भी नहीं चाहिए क्योंकि उसके बिना हम दुनिया से जुड़ नहीं सकते. और अच्छी बात हमारे साथ ये रही कि हम इतने दिन जब गुलाम रहे उसकी वजह से नेचुरली अंग्रेजी सीख गए, ये हमारे साथ अच्छा हुआ. लेकिन अंग्रेजी पंथी जो है,
फॉर यू टू ट्रांसलेट व्हाट गुलाम मींस, अ स्लेव.
सर, वी वर इन स्लेवरी फॉर लॉन्ग टाइम एंड दैट्स इट.
सो लेट मी फिनिश एंड आई विल कम बैक टू दिस
कास्ट हिंदूज इन इंडिया.
Sir, wo jo,
okay, sir, that's an important sir, point. We'll sir, come yeah. to you.
You so
let's,
slave us.
Let's discuss
let,
language.
Let's all finished.
इस आर्ग्यूमेंट के दो पार्ट हैं. एक तो ये कि अंग्रेजी एस्पिरेशनल है या नहीं है. बिल्कुल है. हम लोगों को, आप अपने किसी भी शहर में निकल जाइए, मेट्रो नॉन मेट्रो में, और अंग्रेजी बोलना सीखें, 60 घंटे में सीखें, इसके हजारों बोर्ड मिलेंगे. इससे पता चलता है कि जो हिंदुस्तानी सोसाइटी है, हम लोग जो हैं, हम अंग्रेजी को लेकर कितना सीरियस है और कितना एस्पिरेशनल है.
और इसीलिए आप भी सर हिंदी में नहीं लिखते हो, आप इंग्लिश में लिखते हो, बिकॉज आपको पता है कि वहां पे यू विल गेट मोर ऑफ एन ऑडियंस.
नहीं, उसका मैं बताता हूँ उसकी वजह क्या है. क्योंकि जो हम लोग लिख रहे थे तो जो ट्रेडिशनल हिंदी के रीडर्स थे वो अभी भी प्रेमचंद और उस निराला और उन लोगों को पढ़ रहे थे. हमें था कि ये दिल्ली यूनिवर्सिटी के बच्चों को हम कैसे पकड़े, जेएनयू के हाँ. लड़कों को हम कैसे पकड़े हाँ. तो हमें था कि कुछ तो जो हमने लिखा ना उसको अंग्रेजी है वो नहीं है. मैं आपको एक मिनट का एक एग्जाम्पल और समझाता हूँ कि एक जैसे लाइन है बहुत साधारण सी हिंदी की कि मैं कमरे में गया, मैंने अपनी कमीज उतार कर कुर्सी पर रखी, मैंने टीवी चलाया, खिड़की खोली और आकाश की ओर देखा. ये सिंपल सी लाइन है. अब मैं आपको एक एक चीज गिनवाता हूँ कि इसमें कितनी भाषाएं हैं. मैं कमरे में गया, कमरा इटालियन है, कुर्सी अरेबिक है, कमीज पुर्तगीज है, टीवी इंग्लिश है, आकाश संस्कृत से बना है, और जो बाकी बच गया हिस्सा वो हिंदी है. तो जो ये सारी डिबेट है कि क्या वो अंग्रेजी की जगह कोई पैरेलल भाषा हो सकती है, तो हाँ हिंदी हो सकती है क्योंकि मैं हिंदी का लेखक हूँ. मैं बावजूद इसके एक बात और कहना चाहता हूँ कि हिंदी थोपी जानी चाहिए तो नहीं थोपी जानी चाहिए. वो
आई थिंक दैट्स ओके. आई थिंक दैट्स द पॉइंट. आई थिंक दैट इज द किकर सर, एंड यू हैव जस्ट टच्ड ऑन दैट. You're right, you know, Hindi books perhaps don't sell as much. I have a four-year-old child. I struggle to find Hindi books because I hope her Hindi is better than my Hindi is. So if anyone has suggestions, please tell me what books to get for her. But Mr. Muralidharan, come in here. Is this not the way to then increase the spread of Hindi? Write books. Write in English first if you have to get the audience in, to get their interest, and then start writing, hook them onto proper Shuddh Hindi or whatever, proper books in Hindi. But imposition, is that counterproductive?
Imposition will always be counterproductive. Yeah. But what you need to understand here for a state like Tamil Nadu, because of the Hindi agitation, we never got the opportunity to study Hindi. Okay, we were deprived of these Navodaya schools for the poor. Mm-hmm. But the hypocrisy in Mr. Stalin's statement, you know, which came out yesterday, what you need to understand, Stalin's family runs something like 42 CBSE schools in Chennai, which means all the elite go and study Hindi. Whereas the poor were deprived. So that's politics. That's politics from Tamil Nadu. Second, you look at Kerala. What Mr. Pinarayan
and
said.
And I apologize because we don't have a DMK representative on the show. So, you know, not fair because they are not able to give a response to this, but go ahead.
Yeah. This everyone knows in Tamil Nadu. Second is look at Mr. Pinarayan's, you know, comment from Kerala. Okay. There are millions of Keralites working in the Middle East. All of them speak Hindi. So there's a total disconnect in what the politicians say and what the ground reality is. In Tamil Nadu, the highest number of people in India are learning Hindi in the Hindi Prachar Sabhas, which means we were left out all these years. So there's a vehemently people are learning Hindi. We want to connect with the mainstream. The problem what is happening is why Tamil Nadu is getting disconnected from the mainline, I mean, from the country, is because we are not able to converse in Hindi. Mm. But we still watch Hindi movies. But it doesn't mean that, you know, we all can understand it. So if we take Mr. Amit Shah's statement yesterday, the first para, the second para, he is, I think we should take it with a pinch of salt. He's a Gujarati who's trying to talk about Hindi as a uniting language. Like every country has Mandarin for Chinese, you know, Japanese, you know, all these countries have an identity, a linguistic identity what they have, which we don't have. What we have English. English is a language of the invaders who looted and killed us for 400 years, and they also played one against the other. The caste system was never in India to demean or disgrace another caste.
What are you saying?
But, okay. But okay.
Shame on you. Okay. Shame on you.
Used it to. No, no, no. The Britishers used it to divide us. That continued.
Shame on you.
But that, Mr. Chandraman is saying now this Hindi will be used to divide us further. Hold on. Okay. Mr. Chandraman, I did promise I'll come across to you.
See,
go ahead.
It's a question of dishonesty and beauty. I know many Indians in Delhi who name their dogs as Tommy, Michael, and tell others to learn Hindi. It's a question of dishonesty and beauty. English speaking people look much beautiful, glorious.
English connects you with the world, sir.
No, no. India. What are you saying? So I just want to clarify what you're saying, because there have been tweets. Kavita Rao has tweeted, "Learn English. It is your passport out of poverty. Politicians want you to learn Hindi so they can keep you poor." Mr. Chandraman,
let me make a few arguments. I am not a Hindi speaker. I'm a Maghi speaker. Complete Bihar doesn't speak Hindi. And the argument that was being made that when an Odia comes to Delhi and he is or she is laughed upon because his or her Hindi is not good, we are laughed upon in Delhi because we speak Bihari and not Hindi. Right? This is global, that will happen. We are not Hindi speakers. Hindi is only a link language. Do you think whole of UP speaks Hindi? Rajasthan speaks Hindi? No. They speak Barmeri, they speak Jodhpuri. But combining languages is Hindi, first argument. Second, I had an occasion to meet the top DMK leader at the Delhi airport. I won't name, but she said, "Sharma ji, mere bachche Hindi mein padhe hain, main swayam Hindi school mein gayi hoon." Don't do that hypocrisy. I'm not saying don't learn English. Learn English. It is the language of business. It is the language of success. Similarly, Hindi is the language of business. It's the language of success. And only if you learn Hindi, good Hindi, you will be successful. Don't fool people by saying don't learn. Very good argument. Why do we not have Navodaya Vidyalaya in Tamil Nadu? What have you done to your population? You send your children to good schools, but don't let the masses send their children to good school because you have stopped good schools from coming to Tamil Nadu. This won't work. If so, people want English, if people want Hindi, they should be allowed to learn. Hindi is not being imposed.
But the similar
it's only
argument
being propagated
is being made
as a link language, and
their
and
own
we must
children
do that.
To English medium schools, and then they advocate that everybody else go to government schools and go to Hindi medium schools. But parents want their children to go to English
medium schools. Can I make a small point?
Mr. Chandraman, quick point.
All Indian languages, from Tamil to Hindi, to Bangla to Gujarati, all Indian languages, languages born in India, have flavor of caste consciousness.
What do you
English
mean?
Is caste neutral. English is caste neutral. The amount of Gali you have, abuses you have in Indian languages against Dalits, you don't find in English. English is a secular language.
So you're saying it's aspirational, especially for people from lower caste and for Dalits?
Yes, it yes, true.
Allows them to
all
step
Dalits
out of
lower
this
caste must learn English,
sir,
so that their
I
native please? Languages become made of this English.
Okay, quick point.
I just want to make two points over here, Odia quickly. First point I want to say is, you know, our national anthem, is it in Hindi? Is our national song, is it in Hindi? Has any one of us felt lesser proud of it that, you know, it is in Bangla? No. We all are very proud of it because that is what shows the cultural unity which exists across the country. Secondly, you know, if you remember, Sara, in 2011, during the UPA government, Mr. Kapil Sibal was the MHRD minister, and he, you know, at that time there was a ruling where it was German as a language, which is a foreign language, it was imposed on the schools to be taught, even in Kendriya Vidyalayas, which was totally, you know, in violation of the education policy which existed at that time, as well as the national education framework of 2005. Did you find any political party coming out and protesting that why is it but the point here is that even at that time, all the if you look at the communication from the INB ministry, you will find that all the ministers have again and again said that let us promote Hindi as a national language. You can go through and you can look into the article.
It's a Tathagat quick statement.
So Mahatma Gandhi, as you know, sir was mentioning, he had time and again said that Hindi needs to be made. Is everyone here, against what Mahatma Gandhi said? That Hindi should be made a national language?
Yes, I am against that.
Okay, you must be against that. But
Hindi goes together, madam.
But it is Mahatma Gandhi who had time and again said, Rajgopalachari, Vinoda Bhave, everybody, such tall leaders have time and again said.
All right, Mr. Tathagat, come in, you wanted to say something.
All right, let's hear. Yes,
all that I wanted to say that I never said Odias are laughed at in Delhi. I said I have seen how, because of their bad Hindi, whether they admitted themselves or not, they get undue treatment, which is not what they should be getting. That's all I said. I never said they are laughed at. Secondly, Buddha, as we know, spoke some 56 languages, amongst which Woodrow was one of them. And Woodrow is Odia. And Odia is a language, the script is derived from Prakrit and Pali. So why not take Woodrow, that is Buddha's language, which does not have any caste, he never believed in any caste, why not take Odia as the national language? If you want to keep Hindi, you can get stuck with it. We have no problems. Go love Hindi and go study Hindi. Send your children to Hindi. You yourself, all of you who are talking in English, stop talking in English. Start speaking like there was one gentleman, the writer, who had the guts to speak in Hindi, although I couldn't understand everything. But I got a general idea. I'm happy. He stuck to his language, knowing very well that it is an English program, and I'm certain he could have spoken in English. But look at the hypocrites here who speak in English and they are speaking
to be fair, it's an English show and I've invited them to speak
joke.
In English.
What a joke. These people are all jokers. Let's not get into the game of jokers. Let's think about economics. What is happening to the country? How are the middle class and the lower middle class and the poor going to survive these difficult times which are upon us now? Let's focus. After two union ministers faltered to divert the attention with their mimicry, then the third one was brought in to bring Hindi into the issue. So let's focus on economy. Let's not get diverted into Hindi.
Okay, again, you're saying this is a diversionary tactic.
Or anybody.
You had tweeted also that you're, Mr. Shah says this will unite the nation. You had tweeted, I'm totally opposed to this one language, one nation theory. It will make us all non-Hindi speakers un-Indian now. Maybe I'll come back to you on that, but I want to bring in Kiran Bedi, the Lieutenant Governor of Puducherry, also a North Indian now in a position of authority in a southern state, well, Puducherry Union Territory. Ma'am, first, your reaction to the Home Minister's statement that Hindi should be a national language because it unifies India, because it is the most widely spoken language.
There is a very serious disconnect. And if India, there's no question of it. If we are one. And the fact is that we love the fact of being in India. Language is a uniting force. A language is a uniting force because you connect emotionally. Now, whether you look at it as a political issue or look at it as a cultural issue, that's a matter of debate. All I'm trying to tell you is that I do see a disconnect. And sometimes the only connecting language is not Hindi here for me. It's English. I think that should alert us that what about our language Hindi? Or the fact is that there is no uniting language. I do see a very big gap. And where in the South, some of them know Hindi, they immediately connect. And they don't lose out on the fact that they're South Indians and I'm a North Indian. Or I don't see this. I don't see those people in the South, when they speak in Hindi, in any way diminishing in cultural value, cultural heritage of their own. I don't see that in them at all. So I think those who are not knowing Hindi or are feeling that, oh, why should we learn Hindi? Probably that's a factor in their mind. Now, whether it's being politically influenced or whether it's being inborn, whether they're through their homes or education, I think we need to go into depth. But if we have to connect with the leadership in Delhi, whoever the leadership is, whichever shade it is, the fact is that's the government of India. And if we have to connect with government of India, then at the moment, if it is more spoken in Hindi, then all I can tell you is it's a fact that people in the south are only listening to translation when they choose to. Like there's an immediate translation back of the speeches, particularly the National Day, which is 15th of August, or the Mann Ki Baat, which is Monday. It's waiting for a translation. But the fact of listening to it live, connecting with it emotionally, directly understanding the language, or listening to it as a translation is a compensation, but it's not a direct connect. So I think we need to find a way by which language do we connect as a country as a whole. There is a vacuum. I do see a vacuum, and I have to use a translator all the time here, and I keep looking at and I keep learning small words because we don't still have a software which will soon come along. I can tell you the software is not very far, where we would have a software where immediately voice connects you. And I believe technologically it has been found by Google. I believe so. I'm myself looking for it, that when I connect with people, can I have the voice where I may speak in Hindi or in English or in Tamil, whatever language, it gets translated into the language of the people who can hear me directly. Language is a very important tool of communication. And connecting with the government of India, whichever government is it, whether you like it or not, I think we need to know what is the government of India saying, because that's our leadership. We need to connect. But there is a disconnect, which I'm experiencing myself, that language is a big issue.
Mr. Thargar, coming over here, very important point. I think, you know, it's said that you can't have a non-Hindi speaker be prime minister. Again, goes back to the whole argument about UP and Bihar having the most populations. But what Ma'am Kiran Bedi is making is an important point, that the prime minister, for example, can't connect to the people of India if he's having his Mann Ki Baat, or if he's speaking on, you know, Independence Day, Republic Day, on these national addresses. Many states, many Indians cannot speak or understand. They have to go via a translator. And so hence, perhaps that's why this government, they're in the second term in power. They have a huge mandate. They've come back with an even bigger mandate than before. And maybe that's why they are pushing for Hindi.
They are welcome to push for anything. But did you notice one thing that Madam Lieutenant Governor said, the Honorable Lieutenant Governor of Pondicherry, who's sitting in the heartland of Tamil Nadu? Or Pondicherry is another state, but it's covered by Tamil Nadu on all sides. She said two things very interesting. One, she said, is that when she tries to communicate, and she's been there for quite some time now, once she tries to communicate with locals, she is unable to do so, and she insisted three times, she said, there is a great disconnect. It means that the south of India or the non-Hindi speaking states, when you go beyond the urban areas, like if you come to Orissa and you come to Bhubaneswar, many youngsters will be able to speak in Hindi or at least sing Hindi songs, film songs, you know. But if you go to rural parts, like my former constituency, Denkanal, and many other parts, if you go to Koraput or Kalahandi, the rural Indian will not be able to understand Hindi, at least in non-Hindi states. So this is one thing the Lieutenant Governor said. And the second thing she said, which again should take us back in the discussion a little bit earlier, she said that if you speak in a language where the listener does not understand directly, there is a great disconnect. So that means when the authorities or when a minister goes and talks abroad in Hindi, it is not a matter of pride, because the listeners there, foreign listeners there, are actually not connecting to what is being said. They are getting a translation. It is like when I spoke in the Lok Sabha and I spoke in Odia and it was translated by somebody into Hindi and into English. Many of the other honorable MPs came up and said, what did you say? We couldn't actually catch what you said. So this is the crux of the matter, which Madam Governor, Lieutenant Governor, pointed out very clearly. We should understand. Let us not be in the 21st century. Let us not be blind to the demands of economy and to the demands of the world order.
Okay.
We have to grow
to be fair, unfortunately, Ma'am Kiran Bedi can't respond because I spoke with her
I'm praising her.
She'd probably want to respond, but I spoke with her just a little while earlier because we weren't able to get her live on the show. Mr. Muralidharan, in the end, I just want to sum up. We're nearing the end of the show. Can an imposition, everything you've said is correct, maybe, perhaps is correct, that, Tamil Nadu, the people of Tamil Nadu have missed out. They've been disadvantaged because they haven't been given the opportunity of studying Hindi. But is there not a better way to do it? Two panelists have mentioned Bollywood, for example. I think Bollywood has done much more to promote Hindi than any Indian government ever has or ever could. Aren't there other ways? If this government wanted to make an impact and promote Hindi, aren't there other better ways to go about doing it?
I really can't say, because I'll tell you one thing in a lighter vein. One of the leaders here in Tamil Nadu, he said, thank God Tamil people do not know Hindi. Otherwise, this man Modi would have swept here also. You know, this is the practical, this thing. And learning an extra language, I don't think we're going to lose anything. I mean, it's always, knowledge. And it's like saying, the world is like been there 50 million years and plastics and this aluminium cans is going to destroy it. No, the world will evolve. Similarly, I think when you learn another language and you get connected with the mainstream, I think it's going to be advantageous for everybody. And
what is the mainstream?
Mainstream is connecting with India, so uniting with India, not getting disintegrated. I think,
we are not part of mainstream in Odisha.
No, you understand about Tamil Nadu. We have a problem here. We have separatist elements who want to separate Tamil Nadu, link it with Tamil Eelam, which is north and eastern point of Sri Lanka, and call it a Tamil state. We have a problem here because we are not connected. So we need to bring in that Indianism in us.
Okay,
so that's
we have about 2 minutes left. I want to get in some audience reaction before we wind up. Go ahead.
Ma'am, my question is for Geeta Ma'am here. Ma'am, when India, there are already 600 potentially endangered languages, and every dead language takes away a part of our culture. So when Amit Shah, Union Home Minister, he proposes the notion of one nation, one language, how does he comes about the entire idea of one nation, one language? How does he stand with the unification of the nation?
Sorry, Geeta, we're out of time. Let me just get more reactions. I want to get an understanding of where the audience stands on this, because we're going to be out of time. Quickly, short points.
Sir, I really agree that we should not let go of our regional languages, but why we have to see it as black and white? It is grey. Learning Hindi doesn't mean forgetting our mother tongue. Ooh. It's just a unifying thing.
Okay. Exactly. At this point of time, tragedy is we neither speak English well, nor do we speak Hindi well. We don't speak any languages well. The education system is in shambles.
In Indian Constitution, I think Article 351, there is a direction from the Constitution that it is a duty upon the center to promote and develop the as a language that it is unite all other languages and it represents a linguistic language in international forum. But not as a policy of imposition. Since independence, many Indian government imposed the Hindi, but not as an imposition. In heterogenic country, you have to give space to the original language in freedom.
So
and
imposition
yes.
will not work. We're
yes.
all in agreement.
Basically, मैं इसलिए कहना चाह रहा हूँ कि हम हिंदी इसलिए लाना चाह रहे हैं क्योंकि हम unite कर सकें nation को. But the thing is, हमारे पास इतने social capital हैं, जैसे lynching हो गया. Casteism ho gaya aur inki root itni zyada deep ho gayi hai ki hum
we have bigger problems that we should be focusing on. The government should be focusing on.
One message for the home minister of the country, Mr. Amit Shah, through this platform, that we are a country that believes in the concept of unity and diversity. Stop this uniformity. We are unity and diversity.
So this is disuniting all of us. Okay.
I also want to mention the same point, that the beauty of India lies in its diversity. So by making this a statement, one nation, one language, Hindi, why are we destroying our diversity? And
is there anyone in favor? I'm just passing the mic around.
Just 20 seconds.
Okay.
20
seconds.
Sir, se mera ye sawal hai ki sir ne pehle
kaha. Sawal mat puchega sir, hamare paas time nahi hai.
Jaldi bolo.
It's not fair.
सर ने कहा था कि जो इंग्लिश है बहुत ही ब्यूटीफुल लैंग्वेज है, बट मैं कहना चाहूंगा कि हिंदी भी जो है, हिंदी मेरी लैंग्वेज है और हिंदी भी बहुत ब्यूटीफुल लैंग्वेज है. ऐसा बिल्कुल नहीं है कि हिंदी इंग्लिश ब्यूटीफुल है.
Okay, thank you. We have to
work out of time, correct?
I just want 20 seconds. I want to make one statement over here. Okay, we are not here. We are talking about regional languages.
I'm so sorry. We don't have enough time to give everybody a fair hearing. This is We the People. We believe it's important to speak up, but also important to listen. And we hope, and I think we have done both tonight. Thank you for joining us. See you next week. Bye-bye.